Thank you very much for joining us today for our very first Talk About It Tuesdays. And as promised, I have with me today Kelly Whiteside, who was the first one to jump on and say that she wanted to suggest a topic and join me in this this conversation. So thank you, Kelly, for joining me.
Well, thanks, Jessica, for just putting it out there.
You're welcome.
And I've never done anything like this before. Yeah. And I just thought it was in my heart when you were looking for topics. And mm-hmm. I thought, wow, what an opportunity to share where I'm at, mm-hmm. because it was right in my face in the moment.
Right.
And sometimes I don't want to even deal with it, but right. I really want to know the answer. Right. I want to understand.
And that topic was?
It's about, why do I sabotage my success?
Right.
You know, I've been in a...
I have a feeling that there's probably a lot of people that are listening to this that are having the same thing. So thank you for bringing that as a topic, because I really think that there's other people here going to be able to benefit from that as well, too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's something I've struggled with in the past. It just became really apparent to me, even in the last couple of days from yeah. when you suggested that,
yeah.
where I've had some success in a weight loss challenge that I was doing.
Right.
I went, you know, about 10 weeks where I was losing weight. I'd lost about 28 pounds. I yep. was feeling fantastic about myself.
Yep.
Struggle with my weight my entire life.
And I think a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah. So, kind of gain and lost yeah. the same 100 pounds. I don't know how many
100,
times.
100,
right?
You're good. I only ever get to lose 20 at the well, time.
I think the most I ever lost was 70.
Okay.
And
wow,
I still,
good for you.
You know, where even when I did that 10 yeah. years ago, what I yeah. noticed, that was when I probably first noticed what I do,
okay.
is I was 4 pounds away from my goal.
Okay.
And all I could see was the 4 pounds that I had not lost.
Interesting.
I didn't look at the 70 pounds that I did lose.
Wow.
Okay. So I realized it's a bit of my perfectionist tendencies right. that I couldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So this time I wanted to be different. I wanted mm-hmm. to look at what I was doing instead of mm-hmm. what I was not doing.
Good for you.
So even from
and good for that awareness. Like yeah. that's huge all on its own.
It is.
Yeah.
You know,
it really
when I
is.
Can in just being honest with myself.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
I'm not fooling anybody. It's really more about myself that mm-hmm. if I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, for myself, if I can't look at what I am doing, then it's just harder for me.
Right.
But once I started looking at what I was doing, so in the challenge, I did lose, like I said, 28 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Felt great about it.
Yeah.
Physically, I was feeling good about it.
Yeah.
I, you know, when I stopped the challenge, I thought, well, I can let myself slip a little bit. I had been following the keto lifestyle, mm-hmm. which I found was amazing.
Yeah.
I had energy. I was able to eat things that I love. I didn't feel like I was deprived at all, but mm-hmm. I still wanted to go back to some of the things that I know that weren't the greatest.
Right.
So it's amazing how in 6 weeks.
Was it like a I can reward myself kind of thing, or was it nobody's watching now, or like what was it that made you kind of think, well, I can have this now?
It was a little of both.
Yeah.
It was routine, because what I was doing before I did the challenge, mm-hmm. I did. You know, my car, I used to joke with people, my car would go into the Tim Hortons drive-thru without me even noticing
right.
it. When I went
yeah.
for a long drive.
It's muscle memory, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that ice cap sure felt good when I had an hour-long drive. You know,
yeah.
and it was just automatic. So even
yeah.
during the challenge, there was one time that I noticed my car literally going into Tim Hortons. I was doing keto on that. Then I got
good
back
save.
On track. And I thought that.
Yep.
So I did get back on track with my eating plan.
Yep.
I had another opportunity to do another challenge. So mm-hmm. after gaining 15 of those pounds back, I think May 31st, I started a new challenge. And I thought, I can do this. I know
mm-hmm.
that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one thing I had not done in the first challenge is I had not incorporated the gym into my life.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it,
mm-hmm.
Found excuses why I couldn't go before.
Mm-hmm.
And after having a membership at the gym for many years that mm-hmm. I never used.
I can relate. I think it's even the same gym.
I decided, okay, it's time
yeah.
to go to the gym, to
yeah.
commit to myself and
yeah.
to make those changes that I wanted to, but for whatever reason, I didn't make. So
right.
it made it that much easier when you and I met.
Yes.
Doing a walk for hospice. And
yes.
then we started talking about it. I thought,
yeah.
thank goodness we opened that conversation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten to know each other the way
yeah.
we have.
Yeah.
we wouldn't have been able to hold each other accountable for getting to the gym.
I'm pretty sure you're holding me more accountable than I am you, but
at times it's, you know, I think we're both there for each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just find when we go and we're on the treadmill for 35, 45 minutes, like how did that time just disappear?
It's awesome.
You know? Yeah. And then when I go by myself, it's like, oh my gosh, this takes forever to go through 20 minutes.
It's like, really? Seriously? Come on.
Yeah. So it's great to have somebody in my life that, you know, that it does work and that you're a morning person too.
Yes, I am.
And so am I. And,
yeah.
And it all works. So I think that's pretty exciting. But, you know, so I do know it's a habit that I get to a certain level of success in my life.
Yep.
And then I want to play it down for whatever reason. Or I think I can go back to the old ways. I think I can manage it.
Okay.
I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. So even the challenge I'm in right now, this is the last week I'm in.
Yep.
And I've managed to lose all of those 15 pounds that I gained.
Awesome.
And, you know, when I looked at my fitness pal, and I thought, geez, now I'm back to where I was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So in the past, I would have kicked myself saying, well, you should have just stayed on track.
Mm.
Instead, I'm like, I am on track now. So since I started this journey at the end of last year, I've lost 42 pounds total.
That's awesome.
And I have about another 40 pounds that I want to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thrilled with what I've done so far.
Yeah.
And now
you're allowing yourself to enjoy that.
Yes.
This time, because you were saying that you kind of would always sort of look at what you hadn't done more so than what you had actually done.
Yes.
So this time you're allowing yourself to feel that success and that win, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Good.
And knowing that I've struggled with this since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So 40 years later, I didn't gain the weight overnight. I can't expect to lose it overnight.
Right.
So what I think is a really realistic goal too, is I want to lose the other 42 pounds by the end of the year.
Beautiful.
And I know that that's totally doable.
Yep.
And I know that as long as I commit to it and I make the changes in my life for what I'm eating, for what I'm doing, how I'm being, that I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
It's just a different mindset than.
Yeah. So what do you think has changed the most for you then? In terms of the self-sabotage, like, are you, like we were talking earlier off camera about how you can feel patterns or feel feelings where you wanted to give in. And so are you noticing those still now and then just choosing to react differently, or what is it do you think is making the difference now?
I think there's a few different things.
Okay.
Part of it is a commitment to myself.
Okay.
Part of it is having people in my life that hold me to say they, that help me do what I say I want to do.
Right.
Because before it was really easy when I was going to try to go to the gym on my own, nobody knew I was going or not.
Yeah.
Nobody could hold me accountable because I didn't tell people.
Right.
And if I didn't do it, nobody knew. If I decided to stay in bed for that extra hour, nobody knew except me.
Right. Yeah.
So just recognizing that I want to have success in my life and I want commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had the same job for a long time. I'm very committed to my job.
Yeah.
I'm very committed to other people in my life. I commit to other people's success.
Right.
Where I haven't been as committed to my own success.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've realized is at the age I'm at in my life now, I'm the only one who's taking care of me.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who can make the difference.
Right.
And I can either do it or I don't do it.
Right.
So I'm going to get the results if I do it.
Yep.
And, you know, even if it doesn't happen as fast as I'd like, I know that I'm going to get there.
Yeah, because it's just like that, taking that one step every day.
Yes.
Right? We don't have to climb the whole mountain today. We just have to take that first step. And and sometimes we might have to step backwards every once in a while, so long as we just continue to get back on track and carry on, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's not all or nothing.
No.
Right? That's the thing. It's like, okay, so I didn't choose to get the black coffee and I did get the ice cap. It doesn't mean that we just throw everything away, right? But quite often we can just decide that that's going to be the trigger where we just go, screw it. And then we really get into our heads and start to see, I told you I couldn't do this, right? And we look for ways to prove ourselves right.
Yes.
But you didn't do that. You found a way to do it. And so even if you were to cave and have that, the fact that you know, you're saying now that you're making this commitment to yourself now. So it doesn't matter what anybody else sees or doesn't see. Now it's about you and what you see.
Yes.
And that's really wonderful. That's, I think, probably what's going to make it work for you.
Well, it will. And yeah. I think my tendency is to expect perfection of myself is where I would give up in the past.
Right.
Where if I'd had that ice cap and I screwed it up,
yeah,
I might as well just keep going
right
down the slippery slope.
Exactly.
Where now I can easily say to myself, okay, I did that, and now I'm back to my routine.
Yeah,
I'm back to doing what I know works.
Yeah, and I can still get up tomorrow morning, go to the gym, and you know that doesn't cancel out the what I did yesterday.
You're
too
right.
Bad. Like, good. Too bad. It's just like I can get back on track and carry on. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's also carrying into other parts of my life.
Okay.
You know, I've been single for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship and I want to be dating again. Mm-hmm. And I've started up dating again.
Yep.
And what I noticed even in the last few days is wanting to see somebody for who they truly are and not for who I want them to be.
Okay.
Or for somebody who I think they have the potential to be.
Okay.
So once I can look that and I can be honest with myself, it opens up a whole new world out there for me.
Okay.
You know, and I can change my mind.
Yep.
I can be open with the person that I'm with.
Yeah.
But I can really be open with myself about is this working for me or not?
That's
and if it's
awesome.
Not, it's okay.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of areas in my life that the same pattern is showing up.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of fun. The journey.
Yeah.
Instead of, I've always been so focused on the destination.
But
not always enjoy the journey.
Right. And now you're enjoying the journey more.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And wanting to take the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some girlfriends I haven't seen for quite a while.
Yep.
I haven't taken a vacation in quite a while.
Yeah.
And even today, I'm starting to plan that. In August, I want to go to California. And I'm just starting to put some pen to paper and what those things are going to look like.
Yeah.
So that I have something to look forward to.
That's awesome.
And
it's really interesting how when you kind of make a new decision about what you want for yourself in one area, how, like you said, it does kind of trickle over into the other areas. And that's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so interconnected.
Yeah.
I'm happy in one area of my life, I'm happy somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if one area isn't going well, then that seems to affect every area of my life.
Right.
So. What I really had to realize is being a single woman is I'm the one who's in charge of my destiny.
Which is awesome.
It is. It's pretty exciting.
It's one of the things I like about being a single woman
too. Yeah. Nobody's holding me back except me.
No, exactly.
So I get to choose.
You get to kick her butt anytime you want, right?
Exactly.
And if you won't, I will. So.
Yeah. That's what friends are for,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing too, is I think one of the things that I've noticed for me is really becoming aware of like your weaknesses, like what you need to set yourself up for success, right?
Yes.
So I've had, like you, I've had a gym membership for 10 years, apparently. and I've been paying for it for 10 years and I haven't done anything with it. I've had this want to go because I know it'll make me feel better. Like, we all know what is going to make us feel better. We all know what's going to work, right? So, but trying to get over that hurdle. And so for me, I'd even driven to the gym one day, but, you know, parked across the street and I couldn't see where the entrance was for the women's part. And it was raining and I didn't know where to park. And like, I came up with all these excuses, right? For no, I'm not going in today. And, you know, then meeting you and you saying, well, that's where I go. And this, I go at like 5:30 every morning. And I was just like, okay, here it is. Finally, I can do this, right?
Yeah.
So I know for myself, and I don't think it's a bad thing to recognize where you're weak. Like, you don't always have to fix your weaknesses. You just have to do things to compensate for them, right? So for me, I knew I need an accountability buddy. I need it in a lot of areas of my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a bad thing to recognize that and admit it, be honest about, you know, what you need. Right. So when I met you and you suggested us meet up together, I was like, perfect. That's because that's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad thing that I need that. I don't have to be perfect in all these different areas. It's just a matter of finding ways to set yourself up for success.
Yes.
Right. And so that's what that was for me. I just, for whatever reason, I wasn't getting there on my own, you know, and who's to say that, you know, if you were to choose to go to another gym in a few months, that I wouldn't keep, I'd probably keep going now because I've gotten through those hurdles. all those excuses that I had originally for not knowing where to go and not knowing where to park and all those things, they're gone now. So, yeah. And I'm in the habit of doing it and I love it. Now I love it. I actually look forward to it. Yeah. The couple of times that I have actually snoozed and said, Kelly, I'm not coming, and rolled back over and gone, I actually don't feel so good about myself. Like, I actually am finding now that I don't want to make those excuses anymore, because I actually really enjoy going to the gym.
Yeah.
I love meeting you and having our conversations in the morning, but even when you're not there, I still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, sometimes it's a matter of just taking that first step, taking whatever help is being offered to you so that you can get beyond those hurdles that you've set up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then from there, sometimes those weaknesses are no longer weaknesses because you've overcome something.
Right.
That's been something I've noticed for myself. So I just want to let other people know too, that, you know, recognize and really be honest with yourself about what you need and then find it. There's people out there that can help you, right? Whether it's an accountability buddy or whether, you know, it's a challenge that you're doing to help you. If it's a plan, if it's a coach, if it's like whatever it is you need in whatever area of your life, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with asking for help and just setting yourself up for success.
And that's something I've struggled with for a long time, is asking for help.
Right.
Because I tended to live my life by shoulds.
Right.
And a friend of mine said one day, stop shoulding on yourself. You know, but I thought I should have this handle. I should be able to do it on my own.
Right. Says who? Yeah. Says somebody else who's so perfect.
Like, yes. Right. So instead, I can either follow that person's advice or I can look at, what do I need?
Yeah.
And what I've learned in the last few months, it's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely.
It's okay to share my innermost things with somebody else.
Yeah.
And that they can help me, just like I'm great at supporting other women.
Right.
I'm not so great at supporting myself. So what I've learned, and by supporting myself or by supporting other women, I've learned how to support myself. I've learned how to ask for what I need.
Nice.
And it's surrounding yourself with the women that you know you can ask for. Yes,
absolutely.
You know, and those women who are going to be there for me instead of the ones that think, well, you should have this handled.
Right.
So it's a great learning tool for whether it's the gym, whether it's with my eating, whether it's asking for help at work.
Right.
Whatever area I need, because there's, you know, we know so many women in our lives and we all know different things.
Yes.
And there's some women who are really good at offering help and some are really good at asking for help.
Yeah.
Some are great at committing to things. Some are great at having fun. You know, I can learn so much from so many different women.
Absolutely.
I just got to be willing to take that risk sometimes and,
and
feel like it's, I'm admitting something that's a weakness of mine.
Right.
Even though I already know it and I don't want to necessarily talk about it, but, you know, it's been so amazing, like just having you there, knowing that you're, you know, at the other end of the text, you know, and that when we get to the gym and things that you convinced me of, like when you talked about the Coquitlam Crunch, I thought, oh, there's no way I could ever do that. Not quite there yet, but I know that that's a goal that I have now, which I never did before.
Right.
Going on a bike ride on Barnston Island.
But those meet new people and the right kind of people.
Yeah.
Then the whole world just kind of opens up for you. All these things that you kind of had written off before and never even thought of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's really great. So I've had that a lot in my life. I suck from it.
Yes.
It's amazing how much better I feel. Right.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting myself in the right circles and saying yes to things. That's been a huge one for me, right? Is last year, I joke and I say last year was my year of yes. It's just like anytime somebody kind of came at me with something new, it's like, yes, I'm going to go do that. Yes, I'm going to go do that. And just started pushing myself through different challenges that I guess I didn't necessarily think I was ready for, but I did them anyways. And it helps too, because I also have people that push me, right? So I'll name drop Melissa because she constantly putting things out there and going, come on, Jess, let's go do this. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. And you know, those days when I don't want to do the crunch, because that happens a lot, she's like, come on, Jess, you're coming. Right. We all need those people.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And for different areas of our life, like we don't all have our stuff together in every area. Like some of us are really strong in some areas and then not quite so strong in others. So we need to bring all those people in that can just help support us and fill in those gaps for us. And, yeah. And we all come together and we all just do better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So anything else that you'd like to say about self-sabotage? It sounds to me like you've kind of, you know, really started to figure out what you need and you're becoming way more aware of what was stopping you in the past. And it sounds like you're on a better path now. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
And even admitting it to myself.
Right. So where did that come from? Did that come from these challenges that you've been going through this year? Or was it something else that kind of happened in your life that kind of just woke you up to this?
I think it came from a few different areas.
Yep.
Not so much from the challenge, but the opportunities of doing a challenge.
Okay.
Where I got to look within myself.
Yep.
And to see where it is that I'm stopping me.
Okay.
And knowing that it doesn't have to look a certain way.
Right.
And just like what you're talking about, like being spontaneous.
Yep.
That's something that 10 years ago, I was never spontaneous.
Yep.
My life was very planned.
Okay.
I never did anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
And now I love it when something comes up that I can do.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I had an opportunity. I saw a friend I hadn't seen for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up spending the night at her house. And the next day we ended up sitting and talking for hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just catching up and doing things like that because I hadn't planned on it. Then going for lunch the next day with a couple of girlfriends.
Yeah.
It's like I'm filling up my life with what I want in my life instead of thinking I have work to do or I have other things that I should be doing.
Right.
So it's just having that fun
and
sharing those things with women.
Nice.
And that sometimes those women will reflect back to me something I'm not seeing.
Oh, nice.
You know, instead of me being so sure that I'm not doing well or there's something that I want to do better, they say, well, you've already done this. Have you looked at that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that just says you've got the right people in your life too, right?
Yes.
Because we need those kind of people.
Yes.
We don't want the ones that are constantly pointing out what we're doing wrong. We need the people that are there to exactly reflect back the good in our lives.
To be our cheerleaders.
Yes.
And to know that, I am doing a good job.
Yeah.
And yes, I have blips sometimes and I can just get right back on and
plot
keep
twist.
Going.
Course correction, plot twist, like whatever, right? Oh, next, who cares, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it definitely is something that it's a path that I'm on and I want to continue on. And
wonderful.
And it's funny too, because even with the challenge, you know, this challenge ends on Friday.
Yeah.
And then there's another one starting in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And at first I thought, I think I'm going to take a break. And I thought, well, I know what happens sometimes when I take a break.
Right.
Unless I have other things put in place that I know I'll be able to continue on with my success.
Right.
And I think everyone needs a vacation sometimes too, just to be able to take a bit of a break. But knowing that I've got the supports in place that I'll continue on the right journey.
Yeah.
And setting small goals. That's always good too.
Yes.
Because then I know where I'm going to get to.
Right.
And it's not always about weight. You know, what I've learned through this journey is if I allow the scale to dictate me,
right,
then I can go in a bad place. I was up last week, I was up 0.8 of a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought, I want to do whatever I can to get this weight off. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I knew what I did that caused that.
Right.
You know, so
being
I'm just
honest with
myself.
Yourself,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. To be honest with myself and get back on track.
Right.
And
nice.
You know, to look at that is for me it's something that I've done it.
Yep.
And just accepting it and move on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So if you were going to give anybody out there one piece of advice, what's any one little nugget that you'd like to leave the ladies with? Our viewers?
Surround yourself with women who support you to have what you want in your life.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to listen to what they offer you.
Sometimes being honest and open enough to accept that people are trying to help you.
Yes.
Right? Wonderful.
And offering. I'm excited.
Maybe you'll be able to come around again
and
we can talk about something else.
Yes.
One of these days they just need to record and talk it. You just see what comes out. Anyways. All right. Well, thank you all very much. So this is our very first Talk About It Tuesday. And I will have another guest on next Tuesday to talk about something else. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank Mwah. You. Bye.
Cool. All right. That went on
for a while. I wasn't sure how long we were doing it. Or
yeah, okay. Like it. Recording. Stop. You want to?